let the governing leaders partner up to collaborate with key corporate partners to raise funds for organizations doing great work in our community. Throughout the game, be on the lookout for double plays, strikeouts, home runs, and final victories. For every home run hit by Raiders player this season, ProBet and Raiders are donating $50 and have a tap for humanity. After each double play made by our home team favorites, the Raiders in Canada Electric will each donate $25 to Step by Step. When you see a Raiders pitcher throw that third strike, know that the Go Raiders and Fred Meyer will each donate $10 to Northwest Harvest. And for each Raiders home win, Heart Services will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project. To all of our partners, thank you for your commitment to our city. We have a very special guest joining us tonight. Please welcome to the field, the Sawyer Tichy, for today's Chimera first pitch. Sawyer is a first grader at Evergreen Library and has been prepping the Raiders game since he was a baby. Thanks for being here, Sawyer. All right, we've got Nick behind the plate. When you're ready, Sawyer, let's see that fastball of yours. Fans, let's hear it one more time for Sawyer Tichy. With 6 years of active duty, he just re-enlisted for 4 additional years. He served 3 years on the USS Antietam in Japan, and most recently, 2 years on the USS Preble out of San Diego. He has been awarded 2 Navy Achievement Medals and a New Conduct Medal in his naval career. He leads that day for Great Lakes Training Command, and we wish him the very best. Well, Petty Officer Second Class Dr. Sutherland, thank you for serving us. When you're ready, let's see that pitch. And there it is. Well done, Josh. Well done. And one more time for Petty Officer Second Class, Joshua Sutherland. Thanks for joining us, Joshua. And thank you for protecting this great nation. It's now time to announce tonight's starting lineup for the visiting Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, as announced by their manager, Clay Lovely. Leading off, playing from right field, number 3, James McCarthy.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. And very happy to be here as tonight the Tacoma Rainiers return home after a 2-week road trip that saw the team first go to Las Vegas for a week and then to Salt Lake City for a week. All told, 12 games were played. Rainiers won 4 and lost 8 on their road trip, but very happy to be home as the Rainiers in this ballpark, Cheney Stadium, are 9-2 so far this season. 19 of the next 25 games are going to be played here at home, and should be a great week here. This is a 6-day, 7-game homestand against Reno. A doubleheader has been added to the schedule tomorrow because of a rainout these two teams had that they need to make up from April 9th. So a makeup doubleheader tomorrow. Other than that, everything is as scheduled. And tomorrow's doubleheader, by the way, starts at 5:05. Got to get that in there. They moved it up an hour. But today, one game on the mound for the Rainiers tonight. Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez 1-2 with a 4.78 ERA. And he'll be opposed by Reno's young lefty, Blake Walston, just 21 years old and off to a great start for the Aces, 2-1 with a 3.00 ERA. So Blake Walston on the hill for Reno and Jose Rodriguez for the Rainiers. Just beautiful weather here at Cheney Stadium today. Blue skies overhead, the sun pouring down on the diamond here at Cheney Stadium as we are making our way towards first pitch here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the Rainiers victory on Sunday and what's happened in the last 48 hours. The Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on the Reno Aces today at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears very happy to be back for a little home cooking here at Cheney Stadium, where the team has played very well this year. They've already played a five-game series against Reno here the first week of April, and the Red Ears really performed well that week. They won four of the five games and are 4-1 against Reno so far this season. Reno, though, has improved since then, and they recently went through a stretch where they won 10 out of 12 games, although this past week they were playing at home against Round Rock, very good club, and Reno went 3-3 at home against the Texas Rangers affiliate, the Round Rock Express. The Red Ears salvaged a win on the last game of the road trip on Sunday in Salt Lake City, took that one down 8-6. Another big game for Mike Ford, who hit not one, but two-run doubles, finishing the game with four runs batted in, raising his total to 45 runs batted in on the year, the highest total of any individual in professional baseball this year. Ford, of course, will be in the Rainiers starting lineup today. In fact, we'll get to the starting lineups when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Reno Aces, who have a record of 18 wins and 14 losses. They're the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate under manager Blake Lolly. Leading off, Jake McCarthy in right field. Batting second is playing second base is Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third, third baseman Philip Evans. P.J. Higgins is in the cleanup spot catching. Dominic Canzone batting fifth in left field. Tristan English hits sixth. He plays first base. Diego Castillo bats seventh. He's the shortstop. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Ali Sanchez. And batting ninth, center fielder Jorge Barroza. On the mound, Blake Walston. Walston's 2-1 with a 3.00 ERA. The Red Ears are 16-16 under John Russell. The Mariners AAA club's going to lead off with Cooper Hummel. He's in left field. Batting second, center fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, playing catcher today is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, Mike Ford, he'll DH. Batting fifth, handling the hot corner is Jake Shiner. Zach DeLoach will hit sixth. He's in right field. Batting seventh and playing first base is Pat Valleca. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, second baseman, Cesar Hernandez. Jose Rodriguez is on the hill. He's 1-2 with a 4.76 ERA. Umpires, the new crew, Kelvis Velez is behind the plate. The crew chief, John Bacon, is at first, and Jonathan Beretta is at third. It's Tacoma and Reno, opening game of a seven-game series here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. As we are getting close to the start of this one, the Rainiers and the Reno Aces here at Cheney Stadium. Well, the Rainiers have played 12 straight games at high elevation and in hitters' parks in Vegas and Salt Lake City. They're happy to get back to sea level. Reno's also been on a run of games in high-scoring ballparks. They've actually played 18 straight games in high-scoring environments. So both teams experiencing something different today. And, of course, the first pitch is blasted foul, though, down the right field line. There's strike one right on cue. Jake McCarthy ripped the first pitch, but he was out in front of it. And it is strike one to McCarthy. Jose Rodriguez making the start for the Red Ears. His seventh appearance, sixth start. He's 1-2, 4.78 ERA. He misses inside with his pitch. 1-1 now to the left hand hitting McCarthy. In his last start, Rodriguez held Salt Lake to 3 runs in 6 innings. Ended up taking a loss that day. The Red Ears lost that particular game 7-2. He misses inside now to McCarthy, 2-1. Rodriguez, in his first year in the Mariners system, has already been called up once this year for a brief stint with Seattle. 2-1 pitch, grounded, left side, and diving are both Shiner and McCoy, and neither can get it. It's through into left field, a base hit, as Jake McCarthy somehow found a hole with that ground ball through the left side, and he has a single to open up the ball game. So McCarthy reaches, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the hitter. Kennedy hitting 370 in 29 games. The Aces have some hitters with extremely high batting averages. As now McCarthy started to move towards second, Rodriguez stepped off the rubber but did not throw anywhere as McCarthy scrambled back. Now here's the pitch, and it is up high for a ball to Kennedy, 1-0. Reno, as a team, has a batting average of 309, which is the best in the league by far. And they are second in the league in runs scored. They're seventh in homers, and they don't run much. Throw to first and back in safely is McCarthy. They're last in the league in stolen bases with a dozen. And now a third disengagement by Rodriguez, and that is a balk. So McCarthy is awarded second base. Rodriguez stepped off the rubber, did not make a pickoff throw the first time. Then he stepped off again and did make a pickoff throw. And then this time he was looking in for the signs and had nothing to do with a pickoff. I think he just wanted to step off and reset, and it was a third disengagement from the rubber, so the balk is called. Now his pitch misses, and it's 2-0 to Kennedy. Now the 2-0 pitch is low, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. So 3-0 the count to Kennedy. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 3-1. Now the runner goes to third. The pitch is bounced up the middle. That's fielded at second base by Hernandez, and he throws to first and gets Kennedy for the first out of the game. Although McCarthy moves up, he is at third now with one out. And the league's top hitter, Phillip Evans, is coming to the plate. Evans off to a remarkable start this year, hitting .460. The only player in the league who still has his average over .400. And he's way above .400. He has 46 hits and exactly 100 at-bats. Infield's in. Pitches outside. Picked by O'Keefe. Saving a wild pitch. And that's ball one. Evans with a .460 average. Leads the league in that. Leads the league in hits. Leads the league in on-base percentage. .585. Leads the league in OPS. Rodriguez with a 1-0 to Evans, and it is outside for a ball, 2-0. Evans has played in 29 games this year. He has multiple hits in 14 of them. 2-0 pitch, breaking ball over for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. We're back to using the automated ball strike system today. No challenges. Just using the computer to determine the balls and the strikes. Now the 2-1 pitch is a little bit outside, and it's 3-1 to Evans. P.J. Higgins is the on-deck hitter. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it's a fastball called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Sun shining here at Cheney Stadium. Little breeze blowing in from center field as this game gets started. Reno threatening with a runner at third and one out. Rodriguez with the 3-2 pitch, and it is outside, ball four. Evans draws a walk, and that's his 28th walk of the year. He's second in the league in drawing walks. He's just on base all the time. So Higgins will now bat. The Red Ears can get out of this with a double play grounder. Higgins, the Reno catcher, is batting .279 on the year with three homers and 22 runs batted in. Rodriguez is ready, and the pitch is poured in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next offering coming from Rodriguez. And it's a check swing foul. They're strike two. So Rodriguez out ahead of Higgins. No balls, two strikes. On deck, Dominic Canzone for the Aces. Rodriguez ahead here, 0-2 on Higgins. And his pitch is a swing and a foul. out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. So 0-2 the count. Now the pitch is swung on and lined into right, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And scoring from third is McCarthy. Evans goes to second and stops there. P.J. Higgins on an 0-2 pitch, singles to right field, drives in a run, and Reno is on the board. It's 1-0 in the top of the first inning. And two men around with still only one out for Dominic Canzone. Canzone, left-handed batter, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch. Bounced back to the mound. Might be two. Rodriguez goes to McCoy. There's one on to first. Not in time. Canzone avoids the double play. Legging it out and beating the relay to first base. So the Red Ears get just the force out at second on Higgins. Play goes 1-6. Pitcher to the shortstop covering. Canzone reaches out of fielder's choice. Evans is at third with two outs. And Tristan English coming to the plate. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field, and lining it up is Marlowe, and he's there and he makes the catch, and that's the final out here at the top of the first inning. But Reno gets on the board with a run on two hits. There were no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, Reno gets a run at the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning, and leading things off, Cooper Hummel against the lefty Blake Walston, and the first pitch is in for a strike, 0-1. Walston, just 21 years old, one of the youngest players in the Pacific Coast League. He's into his motion, and the pitch is fouled back, and the count goes to 0-2 on Hummel. Hummel hitting 196, but with a .403 on base percentage in 13 games because he's been walking a ton. Behind in the count here, though, 0-2. Walston into his motion to the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still 0-2. It'll be Hummel, Cade Marlowe, and Brian O'Keefe here at the bottom of the first inning for the Rainiers. Now the 0-2 is a swing and a bouncer on a breaking ball foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Walston's making his seventh start for Reno. Two wins and one loss with a 3.00 ERA in 27 innings. Unusual stat line. 0-2 pitch is fouled away. Still 0-2. The unusual part is that in 27 innings, he's allowed only 9 runs despite walking 19 batters. And the big reason for that is he doesn't give up too many hits, and he is yet to allow a home run in the Pacific Coast League, which is kind of amazing. 0-2 pitch is low and away. 1-2. 27 innings without giving up a homer, and that's pitching half his games in Reno, which basically is zero gravity. 1-2 pitch, swing, and a miss, strike three. Hummel goes down swinging, and one man is out at the bottom of the first. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe hitting .293 in 17 games with two homers, 12 runs batted in. And the pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow center. Back is Castillo, the shortstop on the outfield grass. He makes the catch, and that is out number two. Marlowe pops up, two down, and here comes Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe hitting .289 in 23 games with 8 homers, 19 runs batted in. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch. In there for a strike, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So O'Keefe behind in the count. Walston rocks and delivers, and this is swung on and fouled back. Walston's working with P.J. Higgins behind the plate. The Reno defense includes Tristan English at first base, Buddy Kennedy at second, Diego Castillo at short, and Phillip Evans at third. Outfield is Dominic Canzone in left, Jorge Barroza in center, and Jake McCarthy in right. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three at a big bender, and O'Keefe goes down swinging, and Blake Walston strikes out two of the three batters he faces in the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the second inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Yes. Reno leads Tacoma 1-0. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And leading things off for Reno is their shortstop, Diego Castillo, to face right here's starter Jose Rodriguez, who misses low and away with a slider. That is ball one. Diego Castillo for Reno, hitting .327 in 28 games. He's up in the big leagues with the Pirates for most of last year, and he takes a strike on the inside edge. It's a 1-1 count now. So at some point of this series, the Red Ears relief pitcher Diego Castillo is probably going to face the Reno Aces hitter Diego Castillo. And if anyone wants to take over the broadcast when that happens, they're welcome to. Here's a pitch in for a strike now to Castillo. One ball, two strikes. Now Rodriguez with his 1-2 pitch, and it's a called strike three at the knees, and down goes Castillo. One man is out at the top of the second inning, and Rodriguez has his first strikeout of the game. Well, he came into play with 18 strikeouts and 26 and a third innings this year. And he has his first one of the day here to start off the second inning. Here's the catcher, Ali Sanchez, hitting 300, 15 for 50, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 coming, and the pitch is swung on and fouled towards the first base dugout. There's strike two. The Red Ears beat Reno 4 out of 5 the first week of April here in the Red Ears opening homestand. And the Aces already have several fresh faces in the lineup who were not with them then. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Rodriguez goes up the ladder and he fans Sanchez, and that is the second straight strikeout here in the second inning. And now Jorge Barroso will be the batter. Barroso, switch hitter, bats left. He's one of the new faces as he takes outside for a ball. He's hitting .197 in 22 games, but is considered to be a pretty good outfield prospect in the Diamondback system. He's hit 3 homers. And he swings and lines one into right field, and that's a base hit for Barroso with 2 outs in the top of the second inning. So Barroso pulls a single into right, and he is on with 2 down, and now Jake McCarthy will be the batter. Barroso was not with Reno in that series a month ago because he was injured. McCarthy, now the hitter, he was actually in the big leagues at that time. He made the Diamondbacks opening day roster this year, but got off to a slow start, and he's been optioned back to Reno. And he swings and hits one in the air towards left, and there to haul it in is Cooper Hummel for the final out in the top of the second inning. Jose Rodriguez works a scoreless top of the second. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
one of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Reno leads the Red Ears 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, and Zach DeLoach do up this inning. Ford hitting .343 with 9 homers and 45 runs batted in. Leads the league. And he swings at the first pitch. It bounces it foul on the first base side towards the dugout. Strike 1 to Ford. Ford, big reason why the Red Ears won on Sunday with a pair of two-run doubles in Salt Lake City in Tacoma's last game. He tried to check his swing on a pitch up high and could not. He's behind in the count 0-2. Now the 0-2 from Walston. Swung on, bounced to first. That's fielded by English, and he'll take it himself to the bag for the out. And one man's gone to the bottom of the second inning. Ford bounces out. And now Jake Shiner will be the hitter. Shiner had a tremendous road trip, collecting 20 hits in the 12 games on the road trip and boosting his average up to .277 on the year. And he swings and grounds one to the left side, and it's fielded by Evans, the third baseman, who throws out Shiner. One pitch, and Shiner's out. Four pitches, and there are two men gone here in the bottom of the second inning, and now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach hitting .270. Left-hand hitter. Three homers. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Now the next pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike to DeLoach. And it's a breaking ball from Walston inside, 2-1. Now here's one down, low ball three, and DeLoach well out ahead of the count. He's shown a lot of patience in his first Triple-A season. Has a .385 on base percentage. 3-1 pitch. Up and in, ball four. And there's the Red Ears first base runner of the game. Zach DeLoach will head down to first base, drawing a two-out walk. And now Pat Valleca will be the batter. Valleca hitting .325 and 40 at bats. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back there, strike one. He reached base four times on Sunday with two hits and two walks. Now the runner goes, pitches up and away, throw to second is not in time, but then over sliding the base is DeLoach, and Buddy Kennedy, the second baseman, stayed with it and tagged him out, and that is the final out of the inning. It'll go in the books as a caught stealing, 2-4, but DeLoach had it stolen, but he overslid the bag and came off the base, diving it head first, and he was tagged out. So that does it for the Red Ears. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. We go to the third. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the third. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. Buddy Kennedy leading things off. Jose Rodriguez with the pitch, and it swung on. It bounced on a high hop to the left of the mound. Rodriguez gets it and throws to first in time for the out. One pitch, one out at the top of the third inning. Buddy Kennedy chopping this first pitch into the ground. Rodriguez going off to the third base side of the hill to catch it on one bounce and throws out Kennedy. One pitch, one out, and now Phillip Evans will be the hitter. He walked in the first. First of seven games between the Red Ears and the Aces. Here's a fastball in for a strike. If you really like baseball, you should come out tomorrow. We've got two games for the price of one tomorrow night here at Cheney Stadium. Doubleheader starts at 5:05 as here's one up and in. 1-1. It'll be 2 7-inning games. And there will be a 30-minute break between games. Single admission for the fans for the whole thing. Here's one outside to Evans. And tickets will be available at the gate. And the weather forecast is really nice. Next pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. That evens things up 2-2. Rainiers are going to start Darren McCacken in the first game. Reno starting Slade, Ciccone. So here's a swing and a foul back by Phillips. Neither team has a starter listed for the second game tomorrow. It's probably going to be dueling bullpen games. Here comes the 2-2 to Evans. And it is up and away, ball three. So full count to Evans, the league's leading hitter. Now the payoff pitch, swung on and fouled back. Slider there from Rodriguez, and Evans got a piece of it to stay alive. Rodriguez trying to put away Evans, who hardly ever strikes out. Here's the 3-2, and it is swung on and popped up foul first base side, chasing Valleca, the first baseman, but it's out of play, and Evans stays alive. So still 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is up high, ball four. So Evans, the 30-year-old third baseman for the Aces, draws his second walk of the game. And he's on again.
left Cupid, number 8.
And now P.J. Higgins will be the batter. Higgins hit the RBI single in the first. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball 1-0. Reno leads 1-0. We're at the top of the third inning. Really pleasant night out. 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. That evens things up. We'll be here all week with night games through Saturday and then the day game on Sunday to wrap up the homestand. It's supposed to get warmer and warmer as the week goes on. 1-1 pitch to Higgins. Breaking ball catches the bottom of the zone. There's strike two. So Rodriguez ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. Now the pitch is up high, two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2, and the runner goes, and it's bounced foul. Still two balls, two strikes to Higgins. Rodriguez gets the new baseball. Now he comes set. And the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Rodriguez got him for the second out here at the top of the third inning, and that is his third strikeout of the evening. Two away. And now Dominic Canzone will be the batter. Canzone. Left-hand hitter. He bounced back to the mound his first time up. Has 9 homers this year. He's part of the big tie for second in the league in homers with the 9. Here's one up and in for a ball. Canzone hit 2 home runs on Saturday for Reno against Round Rock. They just went 3-3 against the Express in a 6-game series at Greater Nevada Field. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss and a change, and the count's even 1-1. Canzone. Guy who plays a lot of different positions. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on, hit in the air to left field. Hummel back a few steps. He's there, and he makes the catch, and Canzone is retired. That does it for Reno at the top of the third inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No,
not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
One nothing Reno. We head to the bottom of the third here at Cheney Stadium. Pat Valleca, Mason McCoy, and Cesar Hernandez to bat this inning against Blake Walston. Valleca stands in, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Valleca was at the plate when the second inning ended on a caught stealing of Zach Deloach at second base. Next pitch bounced foul, third base side, and the count goes to 1-1. Rainier's without a hit yet. Here's the 1-1, and it is a swing and a miss. 1-2 to Valleca. Now the 1-2 coming. And it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. That's strike three, and Valleca is the third strikeout victim of Walston. And now Mason McCoy will be the bat. Right here, faced Walston here at Cheney Stadium on April 7th. That was a day where Walston struggled. In fact, he allowed more runs in that game than he has in any this year. Here's a deep fly to center, but it's into the wind and not going anywhere. And there to make the catch is Barossa. And two better gone to the bottom of the third. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the hitter. Walston started the second game of a doubleheader on Friday, April 7th, against the Red Ears. The Red Ears scored four runs against him in three-plus innings, as here's one that misses for a ball to Hernandez. And in that game, he didn't allow a hit until the third inning, and then the second trip through the lineup, the Rainiers started getting hits. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Hernandez. Hernandez hitting .275 with a .478 on-base percentage. He leads the league in drawing walks. Although Phillip Evans is hot on his heels, here's a pitch in for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the pitch is up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two delivery, swung on and bounced up the third baseline. Off the mound to pick it up is Walston. He fires to first in time to get Hernandez. Nicely done by the Reno pitcher, Blake Walston, on a little dribbler up the third baseline. So that wraps up the bottom of the third. The Red Ears go in order, and we head to the fourth inning of play. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily, and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One nothing, Reno leads Tacoma. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tristan English, Diego Castillo, and Ali Sanchez to bat here at the top of the fourth against Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez ready to face Tristan English, who is in his fourth AAA game today. He's 3-for-10 since being promoted from AA Amarillo. He takes outside for a ball. The Diamondbacks AA club plays in Amarillo, Texas in the Texas League. Same league as the Mariners AA team, the Arkansas Travelers. So they face each other. Amarillo is the one of the new cities in that league. I think they started in 2019, maybe 2018. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. Now the next pitch swung on and lined towards center, and standing there is Cade Marlowe, and he makes the catch, and English is retired, one away at the top of the fourth, and now Diego Castillo will hit for his second time. Rodriguez struck him out earlier. So we talked to the pregame show about how the Red Ears won on Sunday. They beat Salt Lake 8-6. Mike Ford drove in four runs. Cesar Hernandez reached five times. Shiner had three hits. So here's one outside to Castillo. Tacoma picked up a game on first place Oklahoma City. The Dodgers lost at El Paso on Sunday, 11-7. As here's one up high for a ball to Castillo. A couple former Rainiers homered for El Paso on Sunday, Tim Lopes and Jansen Whitty. So the Rainiers are 5.5 games out of first and in fourth place. 2-0 pitch in for a strike, 2-1. And once again, we're playing a split season this year, so we're almost halfway through the first half. We will be by the end of the week. 2-1 pitch inside, ball three. And no divisions this year. All 10 teams in just one big lump in the standings. Oklahoma City's in first. Their lead over Round Rock is just a half a game. 3-1 pitch in for a strike. Full count now to Castillo. Round Rock could have moved into first place if they beat Reno on this past Sunday, but they did not. Reno got him 11-6 with Evans going 4-for-4. 3-2 pitch is swung on and cued into right field, and that's a base hit along the ground. A single for Diego Castillo, and that's the fourth hit of the game for the Aces. So Castillo hits one the other way on a full count pitch, and he's on, and now Ali Sanchez is the batter. He struck out swinging earlier. There was a pitcher's duel in Sacramento on Sunday. Las Vegas beat Sacramento 2-1 behind the pitching of James Caprillion. So now Rodriguez's pitch is swung on and fouled away by Sanchez. And then there was a game in Albuquerque on Sunday that was the exact opposite of a pitcher's duel. Albuquerque scored 8 runs and lost by 16. They got tripled up by Sugarland, 24-8. Here's a swing and a one-hopper that somehow gets past Cesar Hernandez and rolls into the outfield. And instead of a double play, it's no outs at all, and Reno has two on. Hernandez tried to flag down a ball. He was forced to short hop. He didn't have any choice about that, and it just skipped right by him. And there are two on with one out for Jorge Barroza, the switch hitter, who singled his first time up. Disappointing turn of events for the Red Ears there. If Hernandez picks that ball, he probably would have started a double play. Certainly would have got one out. As the pitch is in for a strike to Barroza. 0-1 the count. They're going to give an error to the Rainiers, it appears, as here's a swing and a foul out of play. Well, no balls, two strikes to Barroza. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to first on a hop. Valleca goes to McCoy. There's one back to Rodriguez covering first. In time for two. This time the Red Ears turn the double play and get out of the jam at the top of the fourth inning. A 3-6-1 double play. No runs for Reno on a hit. There was an error and one runner left, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Right here's with the top of the order up against Blake Walston, whose first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Right here's looking for their first hit of the day. Walston's allowed one base runner, a walk, and then that player was then caught stealing. 1-0 pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. So the 2-0 to Hummel is swung out and fouled away, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the pitch misses for a ball, and Hummel's out in front. Hummel played for Reno for a bit. Traded this past winter to the Mariners for Kyle Lewis. He takes outside ball four, and Hummel has a leadoff walk in the bottom of the fourth inning. So he heads down to first base, and Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Well, I was talking before the break, before the double play that ended the top of the fourth, about Sugarland beating Albuquerque on Sunday 24-8. I just wanted to pass along some details on how they got to 24 runs. That's a lot of runs, even in Albuquerque. Here's a swing and a miss by Marlowe, strike one. The Space Cowboys, as they are called, had 30 hits, 30 in 9 innings. 0-1 pitch, fastball in there for a strike. 8 of them were homers. The old 8 home run showing for Sugarland. A move to first, and back in is Hummel. Corey Lee, the Sugarland catcher, had 6 hits. That's a rarity, a real rarity, a 6-hit game. He was 6-for-7. 0-2 pitch, fouled off third base side. Sugarland had 3 different players hit 2 homers. Bly Madras, Pedro Leon, and Gray Kessinger. There goes the runner. The 0-2 pitch is a called strike 3. The throw to second base is into center field. Hummel slid into second. Now he's back on his feet and advancing to third. Marlowe is called out on strikes. But Hummel steals second and takes third on a throwing error by the catcher P.J. Higgins. The Rainiers have the runner at third with one out, tying runner at third with one out. And here's Brian O'Keefe with an RBI opportunity, and the Aces are bringing the infield in for the most part. A little deeper on the left side, in on the right side. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to center field. And going back, Barossa, he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Hummel. He will score the tying run. We're all even at the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Reno 1. A sacrifice fly for Brian O'Keefe. And the Red Ears even the score. The running game making this one happen. Hummel swiping second and taking third on the errant throw. As here's a swing and a grounder to short off the bat of Ford. And it's fielded by Castillo, and he throws out Ford, who's retired on one pitch, wrapping up the bottom of the fourth. But the Red Ears get an unearned run. One run without a hit. There was an error and no one left. We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
On we go to the fifth inning, Tacoma 1, Reno 1. Top of the order up for the Aces. It'll be Jake McCarthy, Buddy Kennedy, and Philip Evans. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball. Jose Rodriguez with his pitch and his bounced foul, 1-1. 4 singles for the Aces through 4 innings. They got their run in the first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it swung on, hit in the air to left. This is struck pretty well. Hummel's back at the fence. Look it up, but it is gone. An opposite field home run by Jake McCarthy. His second home run for Reno this year. And the Aces have regained the lead on one swing of the bat. It's now 2-1. So McCarthy goes the other way. And that gives Reno the lead once again. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy's 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs. Right-hand batter. And Rodriguez's pitch is taken down low for a ball. Is swung on, bounced towards third, a two-hopper, maybe three, charged and picked by Shiner, and he throws out Kennedy. And there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. Buddy Kennedy bounces out to third. And now Phillip Evans will be the batter. Evans, we've been talking about, is arguably the top hitter of the PCL this year, although you could might be able to make a statistical argument for Mike Ford instead. But Evans, with his 460 batting average, no one's competing with that at the moment. He chops one to the right side. He may have made it out. It's fielded by Valleca, who flips it to the pitcher covering in time for the out. And Phillip Evans grounds out, and he's like, really? What just happened? Two men gone in the fifth. And now Higgins will bat. Evans, by the way, does have big league time with the Mets and the Pirates, and actually had an opportunity to play quite a bit for Pittsburgh in 2021. Had almost 250 plate appearances that year. Here's the pitch to Higgins, and it is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Oh-1 pitch. Swing and a foul. 0-2 the count to Higgins. Rodriguez ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it is up high with a heater. 1-2 the count. Two pitch on its way, low and outside. Dominic Canzone is on deck for Reno. Two coming, and it's a swing and a foul back. Change up from Jose Rodriguez there. Now the 2-2, inside, ball three. Three-two pitch, swung out and pulled foul down the left field line. And it is still three balls, two strikes. The 3-2, swing and a foul at the plate. Still 3-2. So Higgins has been given a battle here, forcing Jose Rodriguez to throw some pitches. He's right around 80 now, and this one is swung on and fouled back. Still three balls, two strikes. Rodriguez has thrown as many as 92 pitches in an outing, and of course they'd like to get him as deep into this game as possible with a doubleheader on tap tomorrow at 5:05. The 3-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Higgins, and that closes out the top of the fifth inning. Strikeout number four for Rodriguez, but Reno takes the lead. They get a run on one hit, the Jake McCarthy homer. There were no errors and no one left. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. It's Reno 2, Tecoma 1.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
2-1, Reno leads Tecoma. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Jake Shiner leading things off. Shiner, right-hand batter. Ahead in the count, 1-0, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Shiner grounded out to third base his first time up. Raiders without a hit against Blake Walston yet, but they did get an unearned run last inning. Next pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Shiner pauses outside the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there. Has a five-game hitting streak coming into play today, during which he's had a dozen hits. 1-2 pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now Walston with his next offering, and it swung out and hit in the air towards right field. McCarthy calling for it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach walked in the second, one of two players who has walked against Blake Walston tonight. Well, today up north at T-Mobile Park, where the Mariners are home right now also. Series of pitch in for a strike. The M's general manager, Jim Hollander, gave some injury updates to the media today. Here's one up high for a ball. And some of them involved players we expect here. One of them was Evan White, who began as the Rainiers' starting first baseman to open the season. Here's a swing and a ball stroked into right field, a base hit, and DeLoach has the Red Ears' first hit of the game, singling to right field, right between English and Kennedy on the right side of the diamond, and Tecoma has its first hit And now Pat Valeika will be the batter. Valeika struck out swinging in the third. Here's the pitch, and it is up and away for a ball. Now the 1-0 popped up towards the shortstop, Castillo, who makes the catch, and that's out number two in the bottom of the fifth. Valeika retired, and now Mason McCoy will hit. Evan White, they say, is going to need another hip surgery, which is really unfortunate, and he's been through a lot, so many surgeries. And he's going to be out, they say, for at least another 3 months. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Mason McCoy. Also on the injury report, Andres Munoz, the Mariners' key reliever, who we thought might rehab for the Red Ears first in Salt Lake City and then in this series perhaps. Scratch that, it's delayed. So now the pitch is swung on and missed, and the bat went flying into the right ear's dugout. Look out over there. 0-2 the count now. He just lost the handle. Sounds like Munoz is now being pushed back to late May as he's getting a PRP shot. That's a plasma-rich something that starts with the letter P in his right shoulder, and so he's going to be out for a few more weeks. Here's the 0-2 on its way to McCoy. And this is outside, 1-2. There was some good news on Dylan Moore, who's been out for a long time, but it sounds like he's going to be ready to start a rehab in another week or 10 days. Here's the 1-2 to McCoy, and it's down to the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-one Reno, bottom of the fifth. Runner at first with two outs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That's strike three. McCoy is Blake Walston's fifth strikeout victim. But the Red Ears do get into the hit column here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, one runner left on. We go to the sixth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Yeah. 2-1 Reno. We head to the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in the opening game of this homestand. And Jose Rodriguez on the hill. His first pitch to Dominic Canzone is over for a strike. It's 0-1. Rodriguez came into this inning at 82 pitches. Next delivery, grounded right side. Diving is Hernandez. He can't get it. It deflected off of his glove as he made the diving effort, and it goes into the outfield, and Canzone has a leadoff single in the top of the sixth inning for Reno. So he's on with his first hit of the game, and now Tristan English is the batter. And Cade Marlowe getting ready in center field because English has been up twice, and he's flied out to Marlowe twice. Rodriguez with the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. There's action in the right ear's bullpen. Taylor Williams is warming up. Now the 0-1 coming. No, toss to first instead, and back in is Canzone. Right ears will be home all week, and that includes fireworks this Friday. Friday night fireworks after the game. Game starts at 7:05. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded to short, could be two. Fielded by McCoy to Hernandez for one. On to Valleca in time for two. A double play. Short to second to first. Red Ears turn their second double play of this game. That erases the base runner, and two men are gone in the sixth. And now Diego Castillo will hit. I saw a note on a promotion in Omaha. They had, teams have bring your dog to the park day. The Rainiers do it. They have canine innings. It's going to be in September. You can bring your dog to the game. Sears went outside for a ball. If you're interested in that, check out TacomaRainiers.com. It's on there. September 3rd. It's quite a ways away. Your dog's going to have to be patient. But Omaha the other day had bring your cat to the game day. Sears a pitch that misses for a ball to Castillo. They called it Take Meow to the Ballpark Night. And fans brought their cats on leashes or in cat bags. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Castillo. I don't know if this promotion is sweeping the nation yet. So now the 2-1 is swung on and lined over Hernandez and into right. That's a base hit for Castillo, his second hit of the game. And he's on with two outs at the top of the sixth. Ali Sanchez will now be the hitter, and I don't know. Bring your cat to the. Would you bring your cat to the park? I don't have an opinion on this. I'm not a cat owner, and I never will be. Nothing against cats, but cat owners, would you take your cat to the game? Do you have a leash for your cat? Here's a pitch in for a strike to Sanchez. There's you can find it. I saw it in MILB.com. There's a story on this promotion in Omaha, and they had a picture of some cats at the game. Most of them did not look happy to be there. So here's a foul out of play by Sanchez. Now the 0-2 down low for a ball, 1-2. Now the pitch is up and in, and getting out of the way is Ali Sanchez. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rodriguez trying to close out the sixth while Williams is heating up in the bullpen. He should be ready by now. Rodriguez right around 95 pitches at the moment. All right, here comes the 2-2 pitch with a runner at first and two down. And it is a breaking ball that is hit right up the middle, softly on the ground and through into center. That's a base hit, and Castillo goes to second and stops there. Sanchez has a single up the middle, and Reno has two on with two out for Jorge Barroza. And John Russell's going to have to go to the mound here and make a change. Williams is coming in from the bullpen. We've got a pitching change with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. Jose Rodriguez goes 5 2/3 today. Leaves with two on and two out in the sixth. Our score, Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We're at the top of the sixth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Taylor Williams in from the bullpen to try to retire Jorge Barroza with two on and two out and keep this a one-run ball game. Barroza, switch hitter, will bat left-handed. Williams in his 12th appearance this year out of the Tacoma bullpen. The right-hander from Camas, Washington is set, and here's his pitch to Barroza. Nope, not at all. Instead, he steps off and turns towards second base but does not throw over there. Now Williams is ready. Here's his pitch, and it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Williams has a fastball in the 92, 93, 94 range, and he throws a lot of sliders. Here's the 1-0, and it's in the dirt and picked nicely by O'Keefe. That's ball two. Rodriguez went 5 2/3, allowed 8 hits, 2 runs at the moment, but he is responsible for the current base runners. He walked 2, struck out 4. Two and oh the count. And the pitch is down and in, and that almost hit Barroza, who had to bail out of the batter's box. And Williams is behind 3-0. The on-deck hitter is dangerous. It's Jake McCarthy, who homered his last time up and has always put up good numbers in the PCL. 3-0 pitch coming to Barroza, and it's high ball 4, and that loads him up. Castillo takes third, Sanchez to second, and Barroza draws the walk. So a 4-pitch walk on the first batter faced by Williams. And now the bases are loaded. McCarthy's homer was just last inning. It was a liner to the opposite field to left. The pitch from Williams is swung on and hit high in the air to right field, but he got under it. Moving towards right center is Deloach, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Reno threatens in the sixth, but the Aces do not score. They had 3 hits in the inning. There were no errors and 3 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom design building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Rainiers down by a run. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Rainiers with just one hit so far against Blake Walston in five innings. Cesar Hernandez to lead off the bottom of the sixth. Switch hitter bats right. He tries a bunt and bunts the pitch foul first base side. That's strike one. Rainiers' only hit came last inning. Zach Deloach pulled a single through the right side of the infield. Walston has walked two. The one run scored was unearned. An error factored into it. The pitch to Hernandez is fouled off. Walston just hit the 60 pitch mark. So based on pitch count, he could be in here for a while longer unless the Red Ears start grinding out some at-bats. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled off, and Hernandez staying alive with the 0-2 count. Now Walston into his motion, the 0-2 in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Walston drafted by the Diamondbacks in the first round out of a high school in North Carolina in 2019. His next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-2 the count to Hernandez. He was not their first round pick that year. Here's a grounder to third, scooped up by Evans. He spins and throws a one-hopper to first, but it's accurate, and English picks it. And it's in time for the out. Hernandez is retired, one away in the bottom of the sixth. And now Cooper Hummel is the hitter. He walked and scored in the fourth, 0-for-1, strikeout and a walk. In 2019, the Diamondbacks had a lot of draft picks at the front of the draft in the first round of the supplemental, and the second round is, here's one down low to Hummel. And with their first pick, that was the year they took Corbin Carroll out of the Seattle High School, and is that Lakeside, I believe? So here's one outside for a ball. And then they took Walston in that draft, Tommy Henry, who's been very good for them. Series one in for a strike. Ryan Nelson is up in the big leagues right now. Dre Jameson, who's going to start later in this series, as here's a bouncer foul. And Dominic Fletcher, who was here with Reno at the start of the season, but has since been called up by the Diamondbacks. Another guy drafted pretty high in 2019. Walston's 2-2 to Hummel. Swing and a miss, strike three. Nice breaking ball from Walston, and he has his sixth strikeout. Slider. So two down, and now here's Cade Marlowe. Marlowe has popped up and struck out looking. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Back go the infielders. In comes Canzone. Canzone calls everyone off and makes the catch. Tight to the foul line in shallow left field. And that is the final out at the bottom of the sixth. The Red Ears go down quickly. Three up, three down. And we are on our way to the seventh inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner, like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7, because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Two to one, Reno leads Tacoma. We go to the seventh inning. Buddy Kennedy, Phillip Evans, and P.J. Higgins to bat this inning. Taylor Williams got the final out in the sixth, and here's his pitch now, and it is taken outside for a ball by Kennedy. 0-1, or 1-0 the count. Mariners are in action. They have a 2-0 lead over the Rangers in the fourth. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Abs ended up winning on Sunday in a game that ended after we got off the air. So here's one that misses for a ball. So they took 2 out of 3 from Houston. A great result there. And then they lost yesterday in the series opener against the Rangers, who are actually well ahead of both the Astros and the Mariners in the standings at the moment. Here's a bouncer to third, fielded by Shiner. Throws high to first, but Valleca reels it in with a stretch. And there's the first out at the top of the seventh inning. Nicely done at third base by Evans, and maybe more so at first base by Valleca to haul this one in. Now Evans is the batter. He's walked twice and grounded out, 0 for 1. Now the pitch from Williams is poured in there for a strike. 91 mile per hour fastball with some movement there. Next pitch from Williams. Misses for a ball. Now a swing and a little flare to shallow right. Back is Hernandez, and he runs it down for the out in front of Deloach, and that's out number 2. Evans retired on a pop-up to the second baseman. And Evans is 0 for 2 with two walks today. So he's still got the... he's still reaching in half of his plate appearances. But his .460 batting average is taking a beating with an 0 for 2. Well, here's the pitch to P.J. Higgins, and it's down low for a ball. Now the 1-0 from Williams. And this is in there for a strike, 1-1. Next pitch waved at and missed there, strike two. Williams out ahead. And the pitch is bounced foul, third base side. One-two pitch from Williams, swung on and bounced back to Williams on a hop. He has it, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Taylor Williams retires the side in order in the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. We go to the stretch here in Tacoma. The right ear is trailing. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Still Reno 2, Tacoma 1 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Brian O'Keefe, Mike Ford, and Jake Shiner to bat this inning against Blake Walston, who's allowed only one hit through six innings and one unearned run. Here's his pitch to O'Keefe, and it's swung on, grounded to third. Backhand pickup by Evans, throws to first in time for the out. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. And Walston's really just rolling along. That was his 73rd pitch right there. The most he's thrown in a game this year is 82. And there is a right-hander just starting to casually loosen up in the Reno bullpen as the pitch to Mike Ford is down low for a ball. I think the Rainiers would be a big fan of the Reno bullpen entering the game at this point just because of what's happened so far. Luis Frias warming up. Here's a high fly to right, but it's not going anywhere. McCarthy's under it, and he makes the catch, and Ford is 0 for 3 today. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner. 0 for 2 today with a ground out and a fly out. And the pitch is called a strike, going one. Now this next pitch is poured in there for a strike. Breaking ball outside. One-two pitch to Shiner, swing and a miss, and that's strike three, and that does it for the Red Ears in the seventh. Three up, three down in a hurry. The Red Ears go down quickly and quietly. Walston has struck out seven, and he's retired eight straight Tacoma hitters. We go to the eighth. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the eighth. It is Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Right here's go to the bullpen to bring in their third pitcher of the game. It's Blake Wyman. Wyman in to face Dominic Canzone. Left versus left situation, and Wyman with his pitch. And it's a slider outside, ball one. Taylor Williams went 1 1/3 scoreless today without allowing a hit. Had one walk, no strikeouts. 1-0 pitch, outside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Now the pitch is ball three. So 3-0 the count. And this pitch is in there for a called strike. Now the 3-1 is low, ball four. Five pitch walk to Canzone to start things off, and Reno has a man on. And now Tristan English will hit. This is Wyman's 10th appearance. He's 1-2 with a 6.39 ERA thus far. First season with the Red Ears. He's picked up in the middle of last season by the Mariners and finished last season at AA Arkansas, but he pitched previously in the International League. And he makes a move to first, and back in standing up is Canzone. Wyman was in the Pirates system and pitched for their AAA club, which is Indianapolis. Now the pitch here is a little inside to English. That's ball one. Wyman watching the runner at first, and now his 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Counts even now, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away, strike two. Next pitch is inside, two balls, two strikes. Well, the Giants called up one of their prospects from Sacramento, Casey Schmidt. He's an infielder who had been with Sacramento since opening day this year. And he just hit his first big league homer for his first major league hit in his major league debut for San Francisco. So here's a foul tip by English. Giants playing the Nationals at home, and they lead 3-0 in the fifth. Two-two pitch. Inside, ball three. So full count to English with a runner at first and no one out. Here comes the payoff pitch on its way. And it's a breaking ball called strike three. And down goes English, and there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Wyman gets the strikeout. And now Diego Castillo will be the hitter. Castillo's 2-for-3 with a couple of singles today. Now the pitch to Castillo is a breaking ball over for a strike. In the bottom of the eighth, the Red Ears have Deloach, Valleca, and McCoy do up. Now Wyman with a move to first base and back in his can zone. Wyman's 0-1. Swung on, hit in the air towards center field. Going back is Marlowe. He's in position, and he makes the catch. And there's out number two at the top of the eighth inning. Castillo got solid wood on that one, but Marlowe making the play. Now Elise Sanchez will hit for his fourth time. He's 1-for-3 with a single. Right-hand batter, Sanchez. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. One-oh delivery is inside for a ball, 2-0. Two-oh pitch, ball three. By Barossa on deck. Rainiers are warming up a right-hander in the pen. 3-0 pitch here is in there for a strike, a fastball, and Sanchez was taking all the way. Nolan Blackwood warming up in the Rainiers bullpen. Now the 3-1, fastball at the knees, there's strike two. So full count, 3-2. So with two outs, Canzone, the runner at first, will be off with the pitch. Sanchez stepped out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he resets at the plate. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and hit in the air to center field. And that's where Cade Marlowe plays. And he makes the catch, and the inning is over. A leadoff walk doesn't lead to anything for Reno. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. The Rainiers need a rally. It's Reno 2, Tecoba 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here. Guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Reno 2, Tecoma 1. Right here's with just one hit of this game. It was Zach Deloach who singled to the fifth. And he leads off here in the eighth. He's also walked. He's reached in both plate appearances against Blake Walston, who is working on a one-hitter. And Walston's pitch to Deloach is outside. Oh, called a strike on the outside edge. 0-1. His pitch count is at 80. Walston's next offering is swung on and popped up on the third base side. A foul ball in pursuit is Evans, but this is out of play. It's in the seats. And the count's 0-2 now to Deloach. Reminder, double dip tomorrow. 2 7-inning games starting at 5.05 p.m. One ticket gets you into the whole thing. You can get some extra bang for your buck here at Cheney Stadium tomorrow night. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Deloach. It's up high for a ball. It's the makeup for the Sunday rainout that we had the last time Reno was in town, which was the first week of April. Got to make up that game. 1-2 to Deloach. Walston with his pitch, and it swung on and grounded to the right side. And gobbled up by Buddy Kennedy, and he throws out Deloach, one away in the eighth. And that's nine straight set down by Walston. He's retired 13 of the last 14 to come to the plate. Really having a terrific night. That might be it for him. His pitch count's only 83, but that's going to do it. Walston tossing a gem here at Cheney Stadium today. And the Red Deers will now try to go to work against the Aces bullpen. And given what we've seen for the last 7 1/3 innings, maybe that'll be the key to success for the Red Deers today. Why not try your luck against some different pitchers? We've got a break in the action for the pitching change. Luis Frias coming in. Our score in the bottom of the eighth, 3-2, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with
the bottom of the 8-2-1 Reno.
And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
First pitch missed outside. Valleca the batter. And the next pitch from Frias is taken for a called strike, 1-1. Valleca has been quiet tonight, as has pretty much everyone in the Rainiers lineup. Valleca 0-2. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Walston went 7 1/3 innings, allowed one hit and one run. It was unearned. He walked 2, struck out 7. Tremendous outing for the 21-year-old southpaw. 1-2 pitch down low, 2-2. Now the 2-2, misses ball 3. Frias is in his ninth appearance. He has a fastball that he can dial up into the upper 90s on the radar gun. He's been throwing strikes. He's moved to the bullpen this year. He was a starter last year and elsewhere in his career. Is now a swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Valleca, and two men are out of the eighth for Mason McCoy. Frias now with 14 strikeouts and just 2 walks in 11 innings out of the pen, and he's only allowed 5 hits. Right here's trailing by a run. Here's McCoy, who's 0-2. And he takes a strike on a first pitch cutter and adds some sink to it at 92 on the gun. Now Frias ready. The 0-1. Fastball fouled back. That was 98 on the gun. 0-2 now to McCoy. Reno has the hardest throwing group of relievers in the PCL, with Frias, Justin Martinez, and I think Carlos Vargas is another guy who can bring heat. Martinez is a 100-mile-per-hour arm. Sears one up and in to McCoy. 1-2. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded foul down the first baseline. Frias threw his slider there, and McCoy hit it pretty sharply, but to the right of the first base bag. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and that does it for McCoy and the Rainiers in the eighth inning. 3-3, and we are on our way to the ninth inning of play. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily, and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Blake Wyman on the mound for the Red Ears. He'll face Jorge Barrosa and Jake McCarthy. Switch hitter and a left-hand hitter, and then we'll see if he continues on against the string of right-handers after those guys. Here's his first pitch to Barrosa, and it is over for a strike, 0-1. Red Ears continue to have Nolan Blackwood warm up in the pen. 0-1 pitch to Barrosa is inside. Barrosa has been on base twice in this game with a single and a walk and has also hit into a double play. Now the 1-1 coming from Wyman, and it's a breaking ball that catches the outside edge for a called strike. 1-2 now. Wyman. Into his motion of the pitch is a called strike three. Got him with a fastball, and Barrosa goes down looking, and one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. So Wyman sets down Barrosa, and now he'll have the left versus left advantage on Jake McCarthy, who's 2-for-4 with a single and a homer, and the homer is the big hit of the game. Actually, the single was a big hit, too. He scored both Reno runs in this game as he checks his swing and fouls one off, 0-1. But his homer in the fifth came with the score tied 1-1. He lined one over the fence in left field, and no one has scored since. Wyman now with the 0-1 to McCarthy, and this is hit in the air to shallow center. In comes Marlowe, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Wyman, after walking the first batter he faced upon entering the game in the eighth inning, has retired 5 in a row, and that's how his night's going to end, I believe. John Russell is on his way out to the mound, and the right here, skipper may go to a right-hander here. And yes, he is. He's going to take the ball from Wyman and bring in Blackwood to face Buddy Kennedy. So we've got a break of the action with two outs in the ninth. Our score, Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Two outs at the top of the ninth inning. Reno 2, Tacoma 1. The Raiders have brought in Nolan Blackwood to face Buddy Kennedy. With no one on base, just to try to put that zero up there on the scoreboard at the top of the ninth and see if the Raiders might have a rally in them in the bottom of the inning. The pitch from Blackwood to Buddy Kennedy is outside for a ball, 1-0. Blackwood's in his 10th appearance. 0-1 with a 9 ERA, sidearming right-hander. And the 1-0 is swung on and bounced foul, third base side, 1-1. Raiders hoping to rally with Cesar Hernandez, Cooper Hummel, and Cade Marlowe due up in the bottom of the ninth. Next pitch is in there for a called strike, and it goes to 1-2. Reno is warming up. Former Mariner Austin Adams in the bullpen. Sears went outside. Two balls, two strikes. And this one misses ball three. Count goes full, 3-2. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And that does it for Buddy Kennedy. Blackwood gets his man, and Reno does not score in the top of the ninth. And now we will see if the Red Ears have a rally in them. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Cesar Hernandez, Cooper Hummel, and Cade Marlowe are due up for the Red Ears. Take that back. Kian Wong's going to pinch hit for Cesar Hernandez. New pitcher for Reno is Austin Adams, who's a former Mariner and very briefly a former Rainier. Pitched in four games for Tacoma in 2019. Adams has already been in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks this year, as now his pitch is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Take that back. He's not been in the big leagues with Arizona this year, just with Reno, as his next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. This is his ninth appearance for the Aces, 1-0 with a 4.32 ERA. And his next pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Colton Wong, or Kian Wong, behind in the count, 1-2. And now time called by Wong right when Adams was about to pitch. Wong's batting .341 for the Raiders, 14 hits and 41 at-bats, and he has an eight-game hitting streak. He's got to try to extend in a pinch hitting at-bat, and he swings and misses at a slider there, strike three. So Adams, with a steady diet of sliders, strikes out Kian Wong. One away at the bottom of the ninth, and now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Now a swing and a miss. Another slider, 0-2. O-2 pitch coming, swung on and fouled off, out of play. Still 0-2. Adams just firing sliders with wicked downward movement to him. Now his 0-2 pitch swung on and hit in the air towards left, moving towards the corner is Canzone into foul ground. He can't get it, it's out of play. And Canzone had to climb into the stands to retrieve his sunglasses, I think it were, that maybe came off his hat, I'm not sure. No need for the sunglasses anymore, we're past that point. Adams was in that big trade with the Padres in August of 2020. 0-2 pitch is hit in the air towards left, and Canzone's on the move again into foul ground. Can't reach it. Still 0-2. It was Adams, Austin Nola, and Dan Altavilla to the Padres for Ty France, Andres Munoz, Taylor Trammell, and Luis Torrens. And we are going to give Mr. DePoto a victory on that trade in bold. Ty France alone makes it a win. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced foul. Hummel hanging in there. Still no balls, two strikes. I saw Altavilla's healthy this year, and I think he's in Worcester, the Red Sox AAA club, I believe. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Hummel strikes out, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Adams. Rainiers are down to their last out. Cade Marlowe trying to extend things. Rainiers could tie it up with one swing, but they have only one hit today. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Marlowe, 0-1 the count. Slider, slider, slider from Adams. He's into his motion, and the next slider is fouled off, and the count goes to 0-2. The Rainiers' fewest hits in a game this year is three prior to this one. A strike away from getting just one tonight, the Zach DeLoach single in the fifth inning. Really good pitching from the Aces this evening. Here's the 0-2 on its way to Marlowe. Swing and a miss, strike three. One last slider from Adams, and he strikes out the side at the bottom of the ninth inning. Reno takes it, 2-1 the final score tonight. The Aces take the first game of this seven-game series. Just the third home game the Rainiers have lost this year. They're now 9-3 here at Cheney. And Tacoma will try to not just even the series tomorrow, but take the series lead in the doubleheader tomorrow here at Cheney Stadium, which begins at 5.05 p.m. Aces win 2-1 the final. Stick around. We'll recap it in the Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner, like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7, because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Well, Reno takes this one 2-1 over the Rainiers, and they take the opening game of the seven-game series, and they won this game with terrific pitching, plain and simple. Blake Walston, Luis Frias, and Austin Adams just terrific tonight for Reno, as Walston allowed only one hit through 7 1/3 innings, and his bullpen outdid him. Frias and Adams faced five hitters and struck out all five of them to wrap up the game. Reno takes it 2-1. Aces got on the board of the first against the Rainiers starter Jose Rodriguez. Rainiers had good pitching today too, but just Reno had better pitching today. Jake McCarthy led off with a base hit in the first, going the other way with a grounder. Took second on a balk, went to third on a ground out, and scored on a two-strike opposite field base hit by P.J. Higgins, and Reno was on the board in the top of the first inning. It was 1-0. Rodriguez would get out of that inning with no further damage, kept him off the board without much in the way of a threat in the second and third. In the fourth, Reno put runners at first and second with one out, but Rodriguez got Jorge Barrosa to ground into a double play. In the bottom of the fourth, the Rainiers, without a hit yet against Walston, had the top of the order coming up, and Cooper Hummel led off with a base hit. On a two-strike pitch to Marlowe, Marlowe struck out looking, but Hummel was on the move, and he stole second base, and the throw from the catcher Higgins went into center field, and Hummel advanced to third. That would be huge because he scored on a sacrifice fly by Brian O'Keefe. We were all even 1-1. In the top of the fifth inning, Jake McCarthy led off against Rodriguez, and we certainly didn't know it at the time, but he would have the big hit of the game, a line drive opposite field home run to left field. Just did clear the top of the fence, but got out of here for McCarthy's second homer in 10 games since being optioned to AAA by the Diamondbacks, and Reno was ahead 2-1 in the fifth. And, of course, we could not have guessed at that time that that would be the last run of the game, but it was. Rodriguez cruised through the remainder of that inning, in the bottom of the fifth inning with one out. Zach DeLoach pulled a grounder between first and second and into right field for a single. That was the Red Deer's only hit of the game. The run that they scored did not involve a hit, but DeLoach's one-out single in the fifth was the one moment that prevented us from talking about a no-hitter right now, as DeLoach pulled that single into right in the fifth inning. That was the last base runner Tacoma would get with one out in the fifth, as Walston retired the final nine batters he faced consecutively until there was one out in the eighth. They took him out, brought in Luis Frias, who struck out both batters he faced, and then they brought in Austin Adams for the ninth, and the former Mariner struck out all three batters he faced in the bottom of the ninth, and Reno wins it 2-1 is the final score. Final totals for Reno, 2 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. They left 9 on base. Tacoma, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error, left 1 on base. Walston gets the win. He's 3-1. The save to Adams is first. Rodriguez takes the loss. He is 1-3. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours and 11 minutes. The attendance, 2,580. The Red Deers go under 500 to 16-17 on the year. Reno's been winning lately, and they are now 19-14 on the year. Double dip tomorrow at 5:05. Pregame will start at 4:55. Darren McCacken against Slade Ciccone in the opener. Game two starters are to be announced. 2 7-inning games tomorrow night at Cheney Stadium. And it'll all be streaming right here and available on MILB TV as well. Reno takes it 2-1 the final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Reno beats Tacoma 2-1. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. And we'll start things off in Seattle, where the Mariners are hosting the Texas Rangers, looking to even up that series. They're up 4-0 in the seventh inning. J.P. France drove in a couple of runs with a hit early in the game. And they are now in the bottom of the seventh. They've got Kirby on the hill today as the M's lead the Rangers 4-0, bottom of the seventh inning at T-Mobile Park. Finals in the American League, Cleveland shut out Detroit 2-0. That was a Shane Bieber piece. He went 6 scoreless, struck out 9. Ahmed Rosario had 4 hits, including an RBI triple for Cleveland. Baltimore beat Tampa 4-2. Their rookie Grayson Rodriguez pitched into the sixth inning and got the win, and their second-year catcher Adley Rutschman hit a 2-run homer. The Yankees welcomed Aaron Judge back to the lineup. He drove in a run, and Gleyber Torres homered and drove in 3, and the Yankees blasted Oakland 10-5. This despite the fact that A's rookie third baseman Jordan Diaz hit 3 homers. Coming into the game, he had just 1 on the year. He quadrupled his total to 4. And also in the AL tonight, the White Sox lead the Royals 4-2. They're in the eighth. And the Astros are up on the Angels 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning in Anaheim. Otani started that game. Interleague play. Philadelphia defeats Toronto 8-4. Nick Castellanos had 3 hits, including a homer. The Braves scored 4 in the first with Matt Olson going deep. Sean Murphy would get 3 hits and drive in 4. And Atlanta knocked off Boston 9-3. And Juan Soto had 4 hits. He's been heating up recently. And the Padres beat the Twins in Minneapolis 6-1. National League Finals now. Colorado lambasted Pittsburgh 10-1. The Pirates, as hot as they once were, are as cold now. They've lost 8 of their last 9. Profar, 2 homers for the Rockies today. Reds defeat the Mets 7-6. Jonathan India drove in 3 runs. The Mets have lost 12 of their last 15 games. Buck got ejected today. Tough day for the New York Mets. St. Louis and the Cubs were tied 4-4 at Wrigley going to the ninth, and Paul DeJong hit a go-ahead home run for the Cardinals, and then they went on to win it 6-4. The Dodgers win at Milwaukee 6-2. Mookie Betts, Will Smith, and Miguel Vargas each with home runs for the Dodgers today. The Marlins lead the Diamondbacks 6-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning in Phoenix. And the Giants are up 3-1 on the Nationals in the seventh. Casey Schmidt called up from Sacramento today, homering in his big league debut for San Francisco. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. Reno edges the Red Ears 2-1. We'll be back with more after this.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily, and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Well, the pitching was pretty good today, that's for sure. Reno beats Tacoma 2-1 in a game in which the Red Ears had just one hit. The Zach DeLoach single of the fifth inning. And primarily the problem was Blake Walston, a 21-year-old lefty for the Diamondbacks, who has been on a roll recently, and we knew that he'd been hard to hit. The league was batting just .224 against him coming in. And that's pitching half his games in Reno, a great hitter's park. But control problems have gotten to him. He's walked 19 hitters in 27 innings coming into play today. But today he walked only 2. One of them led to the only run, the unearned run the Red Ears scored in the fourth. But just one hit against Walston. It was very tough today on the Red Ears hitters. And the Red Ears had good pitching themselves, kind of wasted in a 2-1 loss to the Aces today, and Tacoma's back under 500 again at 16-17 on the year. In the PCL tonight, some finals. Sugarland beat El Paso 5-4 in Sugarland. Oklahoma City gets a road win at Round Rock 4-1. Those are the top two teams in the standings. Oklahoma City now with a 1.5 game lead. Sacramento's up big on Salt Lake, 9-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning in Sacramento. And Albuquerque has a 2-0 lead at Las Vegas in the sixth. Well, the Red Ears will have two chances to beat the Aces tomorrow. We'll see if they can make good on one, if not two. Double dip starts at 5:05. 2 7-inning games. There will be a 30-minute break between contests. The Red Ears are going to start Darren McCacken in the opener against Slade Ciccone. And game two will start 30 minutes after that. The pitchers not announced for game two of the double dip tomorrow. That all starts at 5:05. We'll begin our pregame show at 4:55. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Have a great night.